So hello everyone and welcome to another podcast of Success Begins. So my name is Sheetla and in this podcast I'm going to talk about goal setting. So New Year is coming up and so many of us are going to make some goals for us. We are going to take some resolutions and we are going to make some commitment to ourselves. But before you make these goals, before you enter into 2020, I want you to learn this art of setting goals, because so many people are confused in setting goals. They think that once you write your goals, that's it. You are done. No, it's not. It's completely wrong. I've been trying these things from last 5 to 6 years and I've been failing continuously. I've failed a lot. I can make an entire episode on the things that I've been failed. But in this podcast, I'm going to make this clear that how you can set goals and how you can achieve those goals within the given time limit. So before wasting any time, let's get started. So my first important thing about setting goal is you have to understand that goal setting is a process. It's not a one day thing that you pick up a pen and a paper and you wrote your goal and you're done. No, you're not. Goal setting is a process. It means that the things that you want today might not be the important after 1 month or 6 months or a year. Like I was wanting a lots of things in 2018 and 2019, but I don't want those things anymore. So you have to think this, that goal setting is not a one day thing that you have wrote your goal on a piece of paper and you're done and you're working like a hell to achieve that goal. You have to reflect on those goals every day. You have to introspect yourself that, is this goal something that I want to pursue? Is this something that I want to go for? If the answer is no for continuously so many days, then you need to change that goal. So remember this thing, that goal setting is not a one day thing. It's a process. So if you're setting any goals for yourself, then have this flexibility that at any point of time you can make changes to them. You can add something, you can delete something, you can rearrange goals according to your wish, but don't make that rigid. And how you'll make these changes in your goals? So this is my personal process that I use to view myself, and I use to introspect myself, that at end of every day when I'm about to go to bed, then I pick up this list of goals, not all of them, just some short-term goals, and I'll review all of them. That is, yes, this is something that I'm going for, this is something that I'm working on, and if there is something that I'm thinking that this is not important, right, then I'll eliminate that goal. And if there is something that I think that, yes, this goal is not in my list, then I'll add that goal into my list. So be flexible in goal setting. Do not be so rigid or hard on yourself that this is the goal and I'm going to achieve it no matter what. You'll not like succeed. This is like problem. So this is the problem that so many of us fail because we set these hard goals. So be flexible in setting hard goals, like setting goals. Be flexible in deleting them. Be flexible in like editing them. So I think you got my idea. And the second is that if you're making any promise to yourself, then just do not make this promise that you'll achieve this. You'll complete this. What I want to say that try to set those kinds of goals that make something of yourself. Like, the process should be beautiful. The process should be in such a way that it is making something of you. It is making you a better person. It is making you a better brother, a better son, a better student, a better community member, whatever. It is making something better of you. It is making you a better manager. It is making you a better engineer. It is making you a better digital marketer. Whatever you are doing, you are becoming better. Right, our goal is not to achieve something, our goal is to become something, right? So whatever goal you are setting for yourself and whatever things you want to achieve, then ask this question continuously, that what you are becoming while achieving this goal. Because there is a very famous quote out there that it doesn't matter what you achieve, it matters what you become. So try to be something, try to become a better version of yourself. So try to make those goals that is making something out of you, that is making a better version of yourself. So this is my second and last idea about goal setting is, try to make your goal diverse. Like, do not only set some physical goals, try to set some spiritual goals, try to set some fitness goals. Like, I see that so many people are making this mistake that they are setting only, like, I have to earn this $1 million within 2 years or 3 years. That's okay. Money is the most important thing to run your life, but this is the not only important thing. There is a lot of things that are important besides money, right? You have to focus on your health as well. You have to focus on your soul set, like how you see the world. What's your point of view regarding the problems that is happening, like global warming or all these things? Are you paying your attention? So these kinds of goals would be in your list as well. Like, your goals should not be only focused on how much money you are going to make this year. Your goals should include that how many people you are going to impact this year, how many relations that you are going to make this year, and how many relations you are going to make strong this year. To how many people you are going to give some gifts, how many people you are going to give some time. The time is the best gift, and attention is the best gift that you can give to anyone. So your goal list should also include these things. So this is my third and the last advice on how to set your goals. And I hope that these ideas will help you. And because these helped me in 2019, and I hope that these will help you too. So thank you for listening to this podcast. I know that I made so many mistakes in my pronunciation and diction and grammar, but trust me, I'm improving day by day, and I hope you don't mind. So thank you very much. And if you found this podcast helpful, then let me know. DM me on Instagram. It's SHEETALA_TIWARI. Sheetla_Tiwari. So happy new year. And I hope that your all goals got fulfilled. Like, you achieve all your goals. So once again, happy new year to all of you. And have a good day. Thank you.